It's Tuesday, July 9th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Sunday Telegraph, an Australian newspaper, uncovered comments made by the chief executive officer of Rugby Australia, identifying the real reason for the dismissal of Christian rugby player Israel Folau, reports faithwire.com. The rugby boss, Raylene Castle, declared that she would have kicked Folau out of the game even if he had, quote, photocopied Bible passages, end quote, and posted them. The Telegraph article noted that, quote, having unilaterally condemned the foundational document of Judeo-Christian civilization as akin to hate speech, Castle boasted in a press conference that her decision was a landmark which will change the landscape for rugby and sport, end quote. John 3, verse 20 tells us that everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. After GoFundMe.com shut down the Izzy Folau legal defense fundraising page, the Australian Christian lobby jumped on it and raised $2 million in 2 days. You can support this brother through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. As The Worldview reported yesterday, an American family has gone public about losing custody of their 3 children on May 20th in Norway to the Child Protection Police. Natalia Shudakova was interviewed by StepUpForChildrensRights.com on her arrest and the removal of her children. Listen to what she said.
The kids were in bed already, and I was still up when I saw 3 police cars come up to my house.
Was it already dark?
It was dark. It was 9-something after 9 p.m., and they took me and my husband to the police station. They held us there for some 24 hours. After that, we were questioned for 3 hours separately. It was the most horrible thing that has ever happened to me in my life. I always followed the rules in America, and I tried to follow the rules here in Norway. So this was shocking to me to be in jail for the first time in my life for something that I have not committed.
Nations surrounding South Africa are increasingly liberalizing laws relating to homosexuality. A judge in Botswana has issued a ruling legalizing the unnatural relations of men with men and women with women. The ruling is being appealed by the Attorney General. In recent years, Angola, Mozambique, and the Seychelles have legalized homosexuality following South Africa's bad example. However, Kenya's High Court decided against liberalizing its homosexuality laws in May. Sexual perversion pride marches continued over last weekend around the world, continuing the 50th anniversary since homosexuality was first celebrated on the streets of New York City. 400,000 people showed up on the streets of Madrid, Spain on Saturday. That's about 12% of the population of the city, and London boasted its largest sexual perversion pride march yet, with 1.5 million celebrating. Proverbs 16, verse 18 warns, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Apparently, those in favor of murdering babies will stop at nothing to prevent the major motion picture Unplanned from showing in Canadian theaters. LifeSiteNews.com reports that at least 2 Canadian independent cinema owners reported threats that caused them to be, quote, fearful for their families, end quote. The death threats resulted in a canceling of the showing in Shuswap, British Columbia. Police are investigating. Isaiah 59, verses 7 and 8 says, "Their feet run to evil, and they are swift to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Desolation and destruction are in their highways. The way of peace they have not known." Mexico's murder rate has reached record levels, 3,000 in June, and an average of 100 a day, totaling 17,065 people killed in the first 6 months of 2019, reports Mexico News Daily. The most dangerous areas remain Mexico City, Veracruz, Chihuahua, and Jalisco. Most of the violence is attributed to drug cartels fighting out their turf wars. Last year, a record number of 33,000 Mexicans lost their lives to murder, and this year is promising to be worse. The states of Colima, Baja California, and Guerrero have the highest per capita murder rates. An ABC Washington Post poll conducted last week found that Joe Biden is the only Democrat candidate holding a wide lead over Donald Trump if the election were held today. The poll puts the lead at 53-43. The president is enjoying his highest popular approval ratings to date, now at 44%, up 5% from April, according to the same polling group. President Obama's approval ratings averaged at 46% over the course of his 8-year administration. A flash flood emergency was declared Monday morning for the nation's capital and surrounding areas in Maryland and Virginia after the area received nearly a month's worth of rain in 1 hour, reports weather.com. All lanes of the Capitol Beltway's inner loop shut down about 8:30 a.m. at the American Legion Bridge, according to the Washington Post. The heavy rains flooded numerous roads, causing dozens of drivers to be stranded in Washington, D.C., and many parts of Montgomery County, Maryland, and Fairfax, Virginia. American women are entering the job market at twice the rate of men after declines registered since 2000. 75% of women 25 to 54 years of age are participating in the labor force as of 2018, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, July 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.